Hello, welcome to the English programme with me, Steve. We're broadcasting live from Spain. And let's just check the old date. That's the 14th of September, 2010, of course. How could you forget that, Steve? I don't know. Well, of course, we've had a fantastic summer holiday. We've been to London twice. We've been broadcasting from Liverpool. We've had our summer holidays and everything. We've been in Madrid, and now we're back in La Mancha for another year. Fantastic. And we begin this brand new series of programmes with this little story here from the Greater London Authority website. You can get the full story by going to london.gov.uk. Today, the Mayor of London, Boris Johnson, joined one of the world's leading banking brokerage firms as they hosted a major charity day which will benefit thousands of youngsters in London. BGC Partners, based in Canary Wharf, are donating all profits from today's global trading to charity, some of which will be given to the Mayor's Fund for Disadvantaged Young People. BGC has also joined the Mayor's Fund Business Club to provide traineeships for young people. After an early morning stint on the trading floor, the Mayor returned to City Hall, where this afternoon he will be discussing how to tackle youth crime, even, if I can talk properly, and boost youth opportunities, with a selection of young Londoners keen to share their experiences. The group will include kids from the Brixton Road Youth Club, teenagers who run anti-crime projects, and young offenders, including some young men from the Mayor's Heron Wing in Feltham Young Offenders Institute. Bit of a mouthful there. Mayor Boris Johnson said this: "It's fantastic that BGC are raising vast amounts for charity today, and in particular for London's disadvantaged young people through the Mayor's Fund. I want to see more initiatives like this, inspiring event that truly give back to our communities and support those most in need. Later today, I'll be hearing directly from youngsters who have faced a number of challenges in their lives, and we'll be discussing ways we can offer their peers wider support to successfully draw young people away from antisocial behaviour and boost their chances of succeeding. You need to work directly with them. I'm counting on young Londoners to help me further implement my youth plan, ensuring we are doing everything possible to get them firmly on the right path." Absolutely fantastic news that. For more information on this story, as I say, go to the Greater London Authority website, london.gov.uk, and there's a website here, mayorsfundforlondon.org.uk. Don't forget that we have our own website, englishradio.blogspot.com, where you can find links to all of our different podcasts and websites and things. We also have a Twitter, twitter.com/EnglishRadio.